Welcome to the Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting, June 3rd, 2025. The time is 6:30 p.m.
All right, today is June 3rd. This is the meeting of the Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment. If you'll stand, please, with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay. So we are here tonight to discuss changes in our rules of procedure. It was brought to our attention because the union leader changed their fee schedules, and we felt it was appropriate to hold the meeting as soon as possible so that we wouldn't be having to pick up the difference in the fees. But in going through, I had Megan check with New Hampshire Municipal Association about the rules of procedure and different things. And you have a copy of the letter that they sent us. But one of the things that they noted was that we have the right to hold a meeting and change any part of our bylaws, and then just notify the town clerk and let the town clerk know that this is what we're going to do. But in looking at the fee schedule, when we talked about the newspaper, Steve Buckley said that we are not required anymore to use the newspaper, that we can, if we put it on the town webpage and it's in two other locations, then we don't have to do the newspaper. So we need to think about, one of the things we need to think about is, do we want to continue using the newspaper and their fees gone up, or do we want to think about the possibility of having a different fee schedules for different kinds of applications, that a residential application would have one fee schedule, and a business industrial would have a different fee schedule. And the reason we thought that it might be necessary to have a different fee schedule, because when you think about the amount of time that goes into preparing all of the minutes and everything for, say, something like when we had the tank farm and we had four or five meetings and we have pages and pages of minutes, that the fee that we charge them is in no way comparable to the amount of work. And in the same respect, when you think of just the case that we had the last time, which just had was very simple and could be easily dealt with. So it's something that we can talk about and think if we want to have a different fee schedule. You have a list here of the different towns around us and what they charge. From Chester, Candia 75, Chester's 200 plus 50 for each additional variance or special exception. So if you're coming for a special exception and a variance, it's an additional $50. Auburn has a $15 administrative fee. Deerfield's $100. Raymond's $150. And you can see the differences. So, I mean, the average is like $130. When we think of our houses, our residences, that it usually doesn't take that long on a residential building a variance or special exception. So,
well, it's not complicated.
I don't understand what this has to do with the union leader.
Well, this came up because when we were talking about the union leader, we started to talk about if this was when Will was here, and we were talking about the fees and the different the fees and things. So if we take out that $150 for the union leader, we might be able to, that reduces the cost of $150 to the residents, to anyone who's applying, but we could change our fees so that we have one fee for residential and a different fee for commercial, industrial, and because it takes more time to process their application sometimes, and we have multiple meetings where Megan is doing multiple pages of minutes, so that it would bring more money into the office to help offset the costs that we have in preparing the documents needed for.
I get that.
Okay.
I thought it was primarily about notifications, how we notify people. And
that's,
the union leader was going up for the with their costs.
Right.
And we had to go up for that.
Yes.
Now all this other stuff has been.
So maybe I'm confusing. I thought that because we were talking about bylaws, we could talk about all of the things that are happening. And if we drop the union leader, we found out since that time that we're not required to have the union leader.
Okay.
So if we drop the requirement for the union leader, then we can think about how we want it. Do we want to restructure that fee, have the same fee for everyone, or have a separate fee for residential and a different fee for industrial commercial? Because oftentimes the industrial commercial takes more than one hearing.
Hey boy,
does everybody get this neighborhood news thing again?
Yeah.
I get it.
It comes in the mail.
Right.
Yes.
Does everybody in Candia get it?
I don't know.
Does anybody read it?
I don't think anybody reads it either. But it's got to be far cheaper. And if you're looking for a printed something, that would be a far cheaper
But we don't have to. We don't have to do it.
No, I'm not.
No, I agree with
I'm
you.
Just
yes.
Saying,
yeah.
You know, if people are saying, "Well, I don't know. I can't find out." They can if in fact they get that. So.
I'd like to note that Bill Keenan has joined us on Zoom.
Hey, Bill.
I'm acknowledging that you're here, Bill.
You're on mute. He's on mute.
I think he has to unmute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
now we
guys.
Can. Now
I'm
we can hear.
Hey, Bill.
Hearing, but I'm trying to follow along with you, Judith.
Okay. So, are you with us, or are you? Do you want me to?
Yeah, you're talking about potential fees and what they are
right.
compared to other towns, right?
Right.
Okay.
So it's up to the board. I mean, the thing is that fee that we charge. It says here 75, but that's in and then. The 150 was in addition to that. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Now, what's the 75 cover?
That's the filing fee.
That's for all the work that Megan does.
Processing the whole case.
Okay. And does that truly cover what, let's say, for a typical homeowner, does that really cover it?
Boy, that's hard to say, Ron.
It is hard to say. Every case is very different. But I will say, between the labor and then on top of that, all of, you know, the costs for the paper, the printing, having to kind of be a liaison between the applicant and the board and any other interested parties, depending on the case. For example, with the solar array, there was a lot more work into it because the building inspector and I were looking deeply into our zoning ordinances, and then we were looking into like other town zoning ordinances to kind of piece it together. The chart that I had created shows that Candia is significantly lower than the majority of the surrounding towns and the similar towns.
How is Auburn obviously so out of line with everybody else?
That's why I excluded it from the mathematical average, because it's such
right.
a a crazy outlier.
I mean, do they have some other way that they
I'm wondering if they cover it in the other, in they have other fees, that that's just a filing fee, and then there are other
right.
fees that they
yeah,
have to cover.
Because
I can't imagine that they,
no,
that that's
it
all.
For
the second document, that is the chart that was created by Stantec, and it actually leaves Auburn blank, I'm pretty
sure,
sure if I remember correctly.
$400.
Well, the top chart is planning board fees, the bottom chart is EE.
I see. No, still nothing.
See, and when you look, you know, Chester's 200, Allen's 210, Allenstown's 200, Gilmanton's 85, Deerfield's 100. They're, most of them are significantly more. And if we drop the newspaper notice,
right,
the requirement for the newspaper notice, then...
Let's split the difference with the applicant, drop the newspaper notice, that saves them $150, and increase our fee by $75.
So the application fee would be $150.
Right.
So,
and that way, they have just as much money invested in it.
Well, and actually, they have $75, they're saving
$75. That's
right.
So, but it gives, that $75 more that we're charging is money that went right out of our office.
Okay. Would it be an even bigger headache if we played the game of lawyers and basically had a set fee for the average homeowner, but then for commercial
accounts,
that's
what she suggested,
that we bill them an hourly rate for the time spent?
No.
Does that become such a nightmare that...
Then you'd have to account for every hour.
It's not necessarily that it would become a nightmare, but there are a lot of instances where I'm working on multiple things at the same
I realize that.
So it would just be hard for me to be able to separate what hours I actually only focus
on. Lawyers do the same thing, and how do they separate it out? I don't know.
I think that's a good idea, Ron, and I think the way that I was thinking that we might be able to cover that would be to have, like Boyd said, okay, so if we raise the homeowner's fee to $150 because we're taking away that, and the same thing with the a commercial, if you're taking that $150 away from the commercial, but if we raise, if the commercial was a different fee, and I'm not, I don't think we need to get crazy.
I don't think we're going to distinguish between residential and commercial. The idea, it's just going to, let's just keep it as simple as it is right now. One filing fee, regardless of the application, but no newspaper notice. That saves $150 right there.
But the only thing that reason that I would disagree with you, Boyd, is because of the amount of time that commercial usually takes rather than the residential. And I think that it wouldn't be unfair to charge, and I'm not saying that we get crazy, but I think that the difference between a residential commercial should be something.
Well, what if it's over a number of meetings? Like, you know, $150 is for X number of meetings, but if you exceed so many meetings, then there's a...
But it's not just the meetings, you know, it's the time in the office, really. That's more important than the time
in the
meetings.
Yeah. Do you think that we could, I mean, if we have $150 for a residential and $250 for a commercial, it's in no way would cover it, but it brings a little more money back into the office to cover. And don't forget, they're only going up if they'd have to pay the $150 for. So
you seem against it, Boyd. Why are you?
Because, well, first of all, no other town, and there's a half a dozen or more here, split it between commercial and residential.
Yeah, they do. Hooksett charges twice as much for residential as 30, commercial as 60.
Yeah, that's the only one.
That's for a building permit, right?
No, it's a ZBA application fees.
Well,
I mean, I don't think it's...
We're here tonight to talk about the fees, not setting up a whole new structure for residential and commercial, so...
But that's part of the fees. I mean, that's...
Whatever.
I mean, it's entirely up to the board. The board can decide to just have one fee. The board can decide that they feel that there should be two, and it's...
I guess the question is, why wouldn't we charge an additional fee if it takes that much longer?
What's that, Gail?
Why wouldn't we charge additional fee if it takes that much longer and that much office work?
Well, because we've had residential cases that took far more time than any commercial case, too. So, I mean...
Yes, we have.
We have. That
the Tower Hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time on that. So it's kind
of
hard.
But
you
if
know?
You think in terms of all the cases... I mean, we've been on the board for a long time. Generally speaking, what takes more,
sure.
the residential or the commercial? I mean, you have the occasional outlier where you get... Something that someone that has a...
What really would be fair is that we charge one fee for everybody and then beyond a certain level of work, charge additionally.
Okay, but...
But how do you do that?
Right.
How,
I know.
That's where you get trouble.
And it's, yeah.
That's why I thought if we did one for residential and a different one for commercial...
Well, make a motion, Julie.
Well, I think it's up to the... I'd prefer the board make a motion, but...
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
If I can, because I'm an alternate.
What's that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. I make a motion. We have one fee for residential and a different fee for commercial.
Okay.
Okay, so what would you suggest? Is there anyone who'd like to amend that motion to state a specific... amount for residential is commercial.
I'd like to amend that, delete the requirement for a newspaper notice for the residential ones, and add an increase the fee from $75 to $150.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to include a class for commercial, then make that fee $250.
So that would be commercial industrial.
Commercial industrial.
Okay.
In recognition of the fact that it's more complicated, you're going to have more time in it.
Okay, so...
Is that a motion?
Yeah.
Second the motion.
Okay, so the motion that's on the floor is that we set a fee of $150 for residential, that we're, first of all, that we are removing the fee for the newspaper.
Right.
And that we are changing the residential fee to $150 and establishing a new... area that we call commercial industrial, and we're charging $250 application fee.
Yeah.
So
clarification on that, would commercial industrial be any subdivision? Then that would count as commercial. So anything other than a private citizen
right.
in a private home.
Right.
I would think that if you're when you think of the car that we just did, that's not a it's a commercial endeavor, I would think.
So
retirement. So
63.
I have a thing. A residential single family.
Yes.
Single family residential. But then, if you have multiple single families, one single family residential, and then everything else is considered commercial.
Sure.
You get pretty involved.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Okay.
Go ahead.
Charging by the district, a residential district, or zone, and a commercial zone that way? Is that the way we want to do it? And L1 and L2 being commercial, that group? And then residential? Is that the way it's...
But
is that more convenient, I guess?
I think... Good idea.
Were we talking about
the
project? The
thing is,
what we can
do now is, I think, if we leave it this way, residential, commercial,
industrial,
and then check with our attorney and see if we need... We can check with New Hampshire Municipal Association and not call the attorney, and check and see if there is a way that we can, if subdivisions fall under the commercial or do subdivisions, like the adults, senior housing, that kind of a subdivision that has to come before, that may come before our board for variances. Is that, does that fall under residential, or check with them and see if it falls under commercial? So,
or we just say that we are including, so the fee is, you know, the smaller fee is for individual family home or individual applications for zoning variances, and that all other fees, including industrial, commercial, and
I see,
subdivisions, would be subject to the higher fee.
Right. That's right. So the smaller fees for
industrial, commercial, and subdivisions, okay.
Yeah, I would add the word subdivision to that. That would clarify it, I would think, right?
So I'm just thinking about this whole thing with ADUs. Those fall under the residential, even though they're multiple.
And we can say that too, Jules. We could say, you know, ADUs within a single family home are subject to the residential rate.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so
I think the clearer we are, the better, right? Hopefully.
Okay, so residential and with residential, and then ADUs within within.
Right.
To include ADUs within the home.
Does that include detached ADUs?
Within or detached?
Yeah, single family.
So residential or ADUs within or detached from a residential home are the one fee. And then commercial, industrial, and subdivisions are the second fee.
Yes.
Okay, I have a question.
Sure.
If we stop using the newspaper, and I'm in favor of doing that, how many people do we think really even see these notices?
The people who count are the abutters, and they'll get a certified
letter.
Get a letter. Okay?
Okay. So I guess my question is, if we elect to do this, should we somehow advise people, whether it's one notice in the newspaper, that we are discontinuing doing notices in the paper, and all further will be on the town website or something?
Put that also on the town website.
Stuff will be put on the town website.
Well, I realize that, but you know, for the people who never look at the town website, you know,
they won't look when we put it on here.
Do we think might be looking at the newspaper and still
reading
it? When's
the last time you looked at a legal notice in the paper?
Never.
Okay, there you go.
You know, and I agree.
These fees are
so.
Does it happen?
I was reading them today, sorry.
ADUs within a home are permitted by right.
That's right.
Now. Yes. But
so wouldn't that just require a building permit? I mean,
No, but what we're saying, this is for when you come in to apply. So the residential fee includes a single family residential or ADUs within or detached.
But Judith.
Yeah.
Tori's question is, if they don't need a hearing, if they don't need a special exception or variance, they just go to the building inspector and apply for a building permit, and they pay the building permit fee. They don't have to worry about making an application for a variance or a special exception.
They do if they have a detached ADU.
That's detached. There's two types now.
That's right. If you have a detached by right, you can have an attached ADU, but detached. And who knows? I mean, someone may have to come
detached.
In for
we're only talking about a fee for detached.
Or think about your neighbor.
Yeah.
What if your neighbor decided that they wanted to put an ADU on that, a detached ADU on that lot? I mean, they have no.
Yeah.
So
this is the problem we get into when we try to make it too complicated.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm.
Just keep it residential.
Well, I think residential and ADUs within or detached are 150. Commercial, industrial, and subdivisions are 250.
Is that your motion?
That was...
I don't agree with the within, because that is permitted by right.
That's right.
They only need a building permit?
Except if they...
Nor would they receive a notification.
But if they come in and they want, if they can't, they want to make it larger than the 850 square feet.
Well, that's
then they have to get, they have to come in for a variance for that.
I understand that, but we weren't talking about that.
But that's, then where will they fit? If you don't list them here, where will they fit?
Can we leave this, that any questionable things are left at the discretion of the building inspector? Is that a problem?
No, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
It's a problem.
No.
Okay.
Okay, because these fees have to be, we have to publish these.
Right.
And people have to be able to see them so that they know what they have to pay if they have to come before.
Okay.
And if they are not published.
Okay, well,
we're,
I agree. The simpler you can make it.
Okay.
And if we lose a few bucks on one of these.
We lose money every day, Ben.
We're losing it all the time.
Okay.
Already.
We never cover our costs. It's impossible. You can't, because we pay her 32 and a half or 35 hours a week. We don't cover that every week with fees. Can't be done.
No.
It's a service to the taxpayer this way.
Okay, so how do you want this to then, how do you want it to read? Residential? Just residential?
Just residential.
Just
the way it is.
Okay, so you want to amend that to read to take away ADUs within or detached?
I say just one filing fee, whether it's residential, commercial, or industrial. It's $150. Newspaper notice.
So we have a thing. We have a motion on the floor that says residential $150, commercial, industrial, and subdivision is $250. So we have to vote on that one before we change.
All right.
Unless people want, do you want to remove the thing for the commercial?
Let's vote on that and move on.
Okay. All right, so if there's no more discussion, I'll call for a vote. Ron?
How aye.
I'm against that.
Okay. Zod aye.
Pellegrino aye.
Steiner aye.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 1.
All right, so how many classes do we have now?
So we have two. Residential is $150, commercial, industrial, and subdivisions are $250.
Okay.
So that takes care of the fee structure. The other thing that I would like to talk about is with the rules of procedure, some changes that probably should have been made a long time ago. First of all, we keep referring to our assistant as the land use secretary. And I know we've talked about this before and it's never been done, but I think that we should just change it. They're called our assistants, the land use assistant, and just make a flat out, every place that says land use secretary, it's changed to land use assistant.
That's fine.
No problem.
That's our title. That's fair.
So we need a motion.
I move we, from here forward, we refer to Megan as our land use assistant.
Second.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion?
That doesn't go with the raise.
I think secretary. I think secretary is kind of a colloquial term, and nobody uses that anymore. So, okay. So, if we have no more discussion, I'll call for a vote.
How aye.
Driver's aye.
Zod aye.
Pellegrino aye.
Steinman's aye.
Bill.
Keena, aye.
Okay. The other thing in here that I think we need to look at and change is there are, this is probably not politically correct today, but there are places in there where it is referred to the chairman and places where they use the term chair. And I think that, because there were some things we went through and we changed, so I think that it would be appropriate that we just change all references to the word chair and take out chairman, because it's I'm definitely not
neutral.
A man.
It's neutral. So I'll make a motion that we remove references to chairman or chairwoman and replace it simply with chair.
I second that.
Yeah, that's good, Bill.
Okay, any discussion?
No.
Okay, we'll vote.
Oh, aye.
Chivers, aye.
Zod, aye.
Pellegrino, aye.
Yeah, that's...
Simon's aye.
Tia, aye.
Okay, so in our... I read through the things. As long as we're doing our rules of procedure, okay, Megan, do we still need 21 days notice if we don't have to notice in the newspaper? Do you still need that time to prepare everything, correct?
The public notices, like the abutters, have to be out still the 10 days prior to the meeting. So I would say that the month notice for the application before the hearing would probably be...
Because it says in our thing 21 days... It says that we have to, so we'll just leave that.
Is that business days? That's probably business days, right? So that's a whole month.
I'm sorry?
It's probably business days, right?
Yes.
So that makes a whole month.
Yeah.
I thought they said calendar days.
It's 21 calendar days, isn't it, or is it business days?
I have just been told just a generalized 1 month, so honestly, I don't know the actual
I read someplace it was calendar days.
Okay, so we need to, that's something that we'll need to clarify, because I don't know what it is. There's a, also on page 5, there's a place where it refers to someone called a clerk.
A what?
A clerk. On page 5 of our things, it says, no application for appeal shall be accepted unless it is deemed complete by the clerk. So I think that that's probably a reference that means land use assistant.
I would think so.
So we need a motion to... Probably should have just had one motion to change every reference, but we need a motion to change the word clerk to land use assistant.
What section is that?
It's on page 5 of the...
Well, article what?
This is article 6.
I move we change the term in Article 6 from clerk to land use assistant.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second, Keenan.
Okay, Bill Keenan seconds. Any discussion?
should it be the land use assistant or land use office?
Deemed complete, but...
If some reason she's not here, she's saying that the building inspector can't approve it.
I don't think the... Does the building inspector approve your things?
Oh, no.
No, I'm sure he doesn't, but, you know, when you...
I mean, everything else here refers to land use assistant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
But that's a... I mean, that's a good question, Ron. So, Ed, if we have no other discussion, we'll call for a vote.
How aye.
Chivers aye.
Zod aye.
Pellegrino aye.
Simon's aye.
Tia aye.
Okay. There in also in section 6, it says, in section 7, it says, notice of a public hearing for all appeal board shall be given as follows. A legal notice shall be placed to appear in the newspaper of general circulation within the town at least 10 days before the date of the hearing, not including the date of notice or the date of the hearing. At the same time, the same notice shall be posted in the Canada Post Office and the town office. I think that that needs to be rewritten, that whole reference to the newspaper.
Right. Just delete the section on the newspaper.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Calendar days,
Judith? It says at least 10 days, which I believe is calendar days.
Yeah, because this is calendar days.
Yeah.
Well, you could just delete that whole section.
Well, no, because it says the notice of the hearing shall be given as follows. That a legal notice, it would state a legal notice shall be posted at the Candia Post Office, the town hall, and on the town website.
Yeah, that's all it needs to say.
Right. And at least 10 days before the hearing.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. So do we have any questions or comments? If not, I'll call for a vote. Okay,
what
Ron?
What was the motion again?
Oh, I'm sorry. We did have a motion for...
Was there a
we
motion?
We did not.
Reference to the newspaper?
Oh, I'm sorry. I take it back. Okay. We need a motion.
I move we delete reference to the newspaper in Article 6. Is that it?
Okay. So since there's no more discussion, we'll vote.
How aye.
Charter's aye.
Zod aye.
Pellegrino aye.
Clement aye.
Keenan aye.
Okay. And then there's several other things here about with the secretary, and then there's a page 9 has the fee schedule, so that needs to be changed.
Which we just did.
Yes, but the fee schedule will give her the opportunity. Well, so we don't need to do anything, you think?
No.
Okay. All right. So that's all that I have done.
How about the hours?
I'm sorry?
This bylaw specify the meeting here at 7 o'clock.
Oh.
We've been convening at 6:30.
Oh, all right.
Did we change that?
Do you know where that is, Boyd?
I can't. I looked.
Oh, let me see. I'm looking. I don't see it. Members.
Well.
Meetings. Oh, wait. I got it. It's Section 5, Article 1. Section 5, Article 1 says regular meetings shall be held on the fourth Tuesday of each month. If there's business to be conducted currently at 7 p.m. in the town office building, so we need to change that to 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, I move we change that section. Article 5, you say?
It's Article 5, Section number 1.
Section 1, I move they change the reference of time to 6:30 p.m.
Second amendment.
Okay, any discussion? All right, we'll vote.
Charter's aye.
Zod aye.
Pellegrino aye.
Steinmetz aye.
Okay, on that same...
Keenan aye.
Oh, sorry,
okay,
Bill.
Keenan.
On the same... On the same page, it says, change of the date of a regular meeting. If the date of a regular meeting must be changed, notice shall be given at least 21 days before the rescheduled date by posting at the Candia Post Office in the Town Hall and by putting a public notice in the paper. So we need to take out that section that says putting a public notice in the paper and by change it to posting in on the town website.
What's the motion?
The motion is to change Article 5, Section 5, and remove the reference and by putting notice in the paper and replace it with and posting on the town website.
That's your motion.
Are there any other locations where we mention newspaper? Could we do this in one with one motion?
I don't. There was nothing else here that I saw. There's nothing else here I saw with.
Okay.
That's a good idea, though, Bill.
Yeah. Thanks.
I mean, we could make just a. There is another one. So that change.
I would move that would remove the reference to newspaper notification from anywhere.
So move any
right.
reference to newspaper
yeah.
and replace it with posting on the town website.
Yeah,
because there's two other because there are actually two other places here.
Yeah.
So I'd move we find and replace
yeah.
any reference to newspaper with
okay,
town website.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
All right, any discussion? All right, let's go for a vote.
How aye.
Chivers aye.
Zod aye.
Pellegrino aye.
Steinmetz aye.
Keenan aye.
And then everything else here that I have is just that I found were the land use secretary and chairman. And I think that's it. Okay, so the only thing... If you so desire, we can approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Got it right here. I move that the minutes from May 6th be approved as presented.
Second the
motion. I second that.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
I recused myself from the first case, which it says.
Yes.
But then at no point does it say that I came back to sit on the second case, other than the fact that it records the vote at the end.
Well,
should it say something?
It should, yes, it should say in line one, after line 111, it should probably say, Ron Howe returns to the board.
That's right. Yeah. Is that an amendment? Is that a motion or to amend there?
Well, just to change
that.
Okay.
Yeah. Make that change and approve the remainder of the minutes as they stand.
Yeah.
Anybody want to second that?
I don't think we need to. When changing the minutes, you don't need a motion. You can just change them. They're just.
Okay.
Well, let's take a vote.
So all right. Well, go ahead.
Approve the amended minutes.
Okay. Yes, that covers it. Because you're amending the meeting.
Okay. So how I?
Chairman,
aye. Zod, aye.
Pellegrino, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
Keenan, aye.
Okay. And I think that's it.
Just a general question. Where do we stand with the building inspector at this point? Do we know?
That one.
Well, I know that.
We have a couple more interviews. One, we're waiting for two applicants to get back to us.
How are we handling it?
Well, I would like to tell you how we're handling it. Megan is doing two jobs at one time.
Yeah.
And I think she needs to be commended for doing, getting all of the, all getting together all the stuff for the building permits. And then we have someone who's coming, I think, is it Pat that's coming in and signing the building permits for people? And then we'd have someone who is covering the office and doing the inspections.
Who's that?
Oh goodness, he sells the maple syrup.
Not Carlton.
Carlton. Okay. Yeah. Carlton's helping us out, and they have no one to do it. So Carlton's coming in and helping us out.
And I guess my second question: do we have any cases for that this month?
We do not. So this is our, we are done for this month, and hope maybe, usually we don't get a case in July. It's very unusual. July and August are usually slow for us, so it could be that we won't see you until, I'll see you in September.
Wow. School will be back.
See you in September in the song about
why do you think I chose it?
It's a song by a guy named Brian Hyland, and the name is Sealed with a Kiss. You old romantic, you.
You know what? Before we go, I would also, I would like to thank you, Bill, for the letter that you wrote about the changes to the legislature. I think, and I hate to say this, and Gail will probably slap me in the arm when I get out of here, but I know that someone with your stature and your business connections carries a lot more weight than if I wrote a letter. Or Gail wrote a letter, unfortunately.
Judith.
But I know. I thank you because I know that it carries a lot of weight and it's meaningful, and I appreciate that you took the time to take a stand that's, I think, important to the towns.
Well, thank you, Judith. That's very kind. Representative Edwards is a guy who does support local government being at the lowest level possible. So he starts by being a town guy, and then a county guy, and then a state guy, and lastly a federal guy, right? So I thought he would be supportive of that, and he was kind enough to tell me that he thought our senator would support it as well. I don't think I copied you guys, but I did send a similar letter to our senator.
Good luck
state
with
senator, that is.
I've sent him letters before. And he's behind this whole
yeah.
movement in Concord. So I wouldn't count him for much
this
help.
This is his bill.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it still does. It's my right. And
absolutely, and I thank you for for your very thoughtful letter. It's meaningful to the towns because this is New England and town rule. This is the purest form of democracy. This is the one place where your vote really matters, and where you can make a difference on a personal level.
Yeah.
And to see that right being taken away, and without understanding of how different a municipality that has sewer and water is from a rural community, and to try to make changes that we're working on it. We're trying to make changes that will allow more building, but come on, a sheet of plywood costs the same whether you're making a $300,000 house or a $600,000 house. So
we're getting kind of off track from the ZBA.
Yeah, we did, but yeah. I think as a member, I think I just want to just check.
I just want to ask Megan a question. Do you use AI to summarize these minutes?
I use it as a base. AI tends to miss a lot of things or like mishear things from the audio, but I do use it as a base. And then I kind of compile the notes I take here, the audio, and then the AI, and make it one pretty document.
Really?
Doesn't she do a fabulous job?
I think so, yeah.
Thank you.
And I've watched her in the office, and I think kudos to her because she really, especially now having to do everything, doing the building inspectors, and I mean, she's taken all that on, and she, when you walk in the office and she's got that smile on her face, no matter how hard she's working, she's got that smile on her face and she's working hard.
Even at the end of the day?
Even at the end of the day, I come in at the end of the day
she's
and she does.
At the end of the day.
She does, so.
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
You absolutely can.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.